I'm not into this thing, fashion buff. It's probably because I'm not into rock and roll, romanticism, or Christianity. I'm not into Asia Argento or Vincent Gallo. I think their way of thinking is inherently right-wing. I mean, Gallo votes Republican. Fucking fashion buff. Trent Reznor is also a clunker. I'm not into suicide girls. I hate tattoos and piercings and the cult of self-injury. Sex is not evil or wicked. What Christian sect do you guys belong to? I'm not a Christian. Fashion buff is an aestheticization of pain. Just like a Cranach crucifixion scene. We invented goth in London in the Batcave in 1984, but something else came along in 1985, I forget what. Oh yes, Live Aid. But America takes much longer to forget stuff, especially stuff like punk and goth. And social activism has no chance against Christian imagery and teen suicide and eating disorders, has it? The Marquis de Sade was mounting a critique of the Enlightenment. What's wrong with the Enlightenment, girls? Why do you dress in black and dye your hair with streaks of burgundy red? It looks terrible. Fashion buff. Hedy Slimane has a lot to answer for. Hedy gave fashion buffs a skinny tie. We love you, Hedy. But personally I prefer Bless, or Anne Sophie Back. Jack Brennan and Maximilian Hecker are pretty fashion buff boys. They work for Hedy sometimes. Life can't be all that black when you're as pretty as they are. When DJs, when Sims, hunched over his piano, so intense. Come on, Maximilian, you fucking fashion buff, tortured romantic genius. I like Hailsaf much better. When I say I like X much better, it's usually because X has a keen sense of the absurd. And also, because I can't immediately pigeonhole X's style. X is not a fashion buff. Sometimes Berlin seems like nothing but fashion buffs on the one hand and the cute kitsch crew on the other. Oh, and of course Russian punks with scary knobs. The fashion buffs and the kitsch crew both love Japan, but I think they get Japan wrong. I'm not into Trevor Brown, who makes Zn look coy. I'm just not into Zn full stop. And I was never a Bauhaus fan, although I did see them live in 1981. Are you jealous, fashion buffs? Pete Murphy was vicious and pretty, lashing out at people with pointed shoes and carrying a strobe light. Japanese people tend not to be fashion buffs, or into kitsch. Even the black lace gothic lolitas in Japan are something else, really. They're human mile fuel cakes, not buffs. I think it's because Christianity has never meant anything in Japan. If you get into a Shinto Buddhist mindset, you don't dwell on negativity. Japan is a different culture block. Shinto is a fertility religion. Can you imagine a fashion buff soaking in a sento and then playing pachinko and then eating a hearty meal at an izakaya, chatting away and laughing at the comedians on TV? Where's the agony? He would cry, meaning where's the beauty? He'd miss the beauty in the food and in the water. It's a mistake to think there's only beauty in pain. Fertility religions celebrate life, whereas Christianity and Islam celebrate death and resurrection. Your average Japan-based girl blogger photographer has something in common with the brilliant Rinko Kawachi. Photos of tendril ferns, a clear sky, a starfish or a seahorse, a delicious cake. Sunshine came into the room. Life looks good, and the cake looks tasty. Why is fashion buff always connected with eating disorders? What's wrong with our relationship with food in the West? Why do the Japanese in Japan love food so much, and celebrate it all the time on TV? Let's not even talk about drugs here, heroin chic. I really, really hate heroin, and how it makes the world around you matter less. Just like Christianity. Shall we have children? Shall we celebrate fertility? Kahine Kiri was wholesome and positive, until she started living in Paris and started dating a fashion buff model called Jerome Lechevalier. She changed visibly into a fashion buff. Then she started asking me for songs about skulls and monsters and sleeping in a coffin and stuff. I blame the fashion buff model guy, though of course I'm to blame too. Post-feminist guilt made me try to toughen up her image. When I was in New York this time, all I could see on everyone's t-shirt was skulls, skulls, fucking skulls. How can you protest the Iraq war if there are skulls all over you, fucking fashion buff? Apollo not Dionysus, Marx not Spengler, Anti not Jesus. Happy not sad, chatty not mute. Celebrate, don't mourn. Fertility, not necro fashion. If you mourn, you'll give us a reason to mourn. But if you celebrate, you might give us a reason to celebrate. The good thing about Devendra and, say, the incredible string band is that they're hippies, not buffs. They draw on the Orient, not the Occident. Though of course the incredible string band were Christians, weren't they? But they were white robe Christians, not black shirt and scars Christians. Robin Williamson says something in Be Glad, for the song has no ending about not feeling inferior to God but finding God in yourself. I wonder if 9 over 11 gave New York a big fashion buff boost? New York is a big global disseminator of styles. Are we all living in the shadow of the towers, learning to live with somebody's depression? I don't want to live with somebody's depression. You can't just suddenly become fashion buff if you don't feel it, if it's not deep in your culture. I mean, if we were bombing people to fashion gothery the way we're bombing them to freedom, it wouldn't work either. Joy Division were quite a good band, but New Order are better, Northeast. Because, finally, it's better to be alive than dead, and happy than sad. My next album is going to be deeply immersed in the reputedly banal positivity of Shinto Buddhism. No influence from Asia Argento, but lots from Rinko Kawachi. Fashion buffs will not buy it. The sleep of reason breeds monsters, said Goya. And fashion buffs, we might add,